That's Wes McElroy and the Godfather, John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies, joining us, brought to you by Cowan Gates. And yes, it is baby week. It is also game week. Virginia Tech, West Virginia. I'm curious, Lays. I came here in 2005 to Virginia. That was the last time these two schools played each other. That was the Marcus Vick, I'm going to flip off Morgantown game. What history lesson have you got about this former rivalry, now renewed at least for 2017?
Well, the most important thing is, I think, how much it means to people and how relevant it was in launching both programs into some of the better periods of their existence. You know, that 1999 game, the miracle in Morgantown, if that doesn't happen, then the Hokies don't play for the national championship, and who knows what does or doesn't happen after that. But, of course, Frank Beamer and the Hokies go on that run of consecutive seasons with double-digit wins. And then when you look on the other side for West Virginia with the conference realignment and what they were able to do in the Big East once the Hokies left and were in the ACC, it's remarkable to me. And when you talk to people around Blacksburg, both former players and just people that were fans of the Hokies then and now and were part of that rivalry, just how jacked up they are to have it back and how much it means to them. I'm a little fearful for the interaction between the fan bases because I think some people feel as though things have tempered over the last decade or 11 years since the last time you played, and some people think that the pot has been boiling. So in all sincerity, I'm hoping for Hokie hospitality, at least from our side, once we get up to our nation's capital.
I got multiple questions for you. Let's do a Lazer and lightning round. John Lazer, here we go. Question number one. Do you get opening day jitters as a play-by-play man?
Yes, but not from a delivery of the broadcast standpoint. It's from a technical standpoint because, you know, we have so many intricacies with our equipment, and we've got a phenomenal producer and engineer and Dave Stipe, who's joined us in the last year. But at the same time, there are so many aspects and things to take care of that could go wrong and inevitably, due to Murphy's Law, will go wrong. So, yeah, I have jitters just from the fact that we're getting it cranking again. But once the ball's kicked, much like the players, Wes, we're pretty much good to go.
Guy on this Virginia Tech roster that excites you, and you take that word excite wherever you want to.
Well, I'm going to dispatch with the obvious and with the Edmonds brothers and Tremaine and Terrell. I think both of them are going to have huge years. But the guy that I think is really going to have a breakout year is Mook Reynolds. I think that he is just an explosive player and a smart player and a player that, with some of the pieces around him on the defensive side of the ball, can just play the way that he is best, and that is reckless and flying to the football and being in the right place. And I can't wait to see that. And then I was very excited to see his name as one of the top two kick returners along with James Clark for Tech. Look for those names to factor in, if not in week one, then certainly at some point early in the season. So I'm going to say Mook Reynolds, which is a name that gets overshadowed quite a bit here.
Besides Enter Sandman, your favorite college tradition is what?
Oh, man, you're going to get me in trouble with some of these other schools. I come from a place in Arizona State, West, where when we score touchdowns, we throw tortillas on the field like Frisbees, and I know that's not one of the better-known ones because they haven't had a ton of success outside of Jake Plummer in 1996. But at the same time, college me always really enjoyed that. Hang on, Sloopy, I like to.
Nice. And last but not least, what are you most interested to see on Sunday night?
What this offense is going to look like for the Hokies. You know, there's been stretches in camp where you're like, okay, they've got it figured out. I see how this is going to work. I see how they're going to manufacture points. And then at the same time, there are other days where the Tech defense clearly gets the better of them, and you're saying, okay, what happened to all the production that we used to have here? And that's why it's a big unknown. But then you have to remind yourself, Wes, that this defense for Tech is of the caliber of a top 10 national defense, and maybe that's not what they're going to see week in and week out, and I don't certainly think it's going to be what they see night one on Sunday. So very interested to see, because Josh Jackson gaining confidence quickly and the Hokies having success early may dictate what this season, let alone what this game, is going to look like.
Coverage begins at 6 o'clock Sunday night. I may be listening in a delivery room around the corner.
Sure, I'm sure Katie would love to hear the soothing sounds of Mikey and I's voice while it's go time.
You know, I've done weirder things in my life. You know, it's the way we could have you there in spirit.
Hokie Sports app, my friend. You can take it anywhere.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Godfather, John Lazer, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Have a good call, buddy. You always do.
All right, buddy. You have a great week. In all sincerity, we'll be thinking of you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. John Lazer. Sunday night, right here on Fox Sports 910. I don't know. We had a doctor's appointment yesterday. She's camped out. Polly, my daughter's tailgating right now. She's in no hurry to come out and go into the stadium. She's
your daughter. She's tailgating for college football.
She's just hanging out. Yeah, doctor's like, we got nothing.
Biding her time.
And of course, every family member calls because they know we have a doctor appointment yesterday. So what? What's the news? Got nothing. I mean, seriously, not a single change. You know, wife is still 9 months pregnant. That's where we're at right now. Phone is on. We're hanging out. Life goes on as normal. So,
ball kicks off Virginia Tech, West Virginia. Then your wife goes into labor.
I'm pretty much. I don't know.
I feel like that's how it's
going
to go.
The medical analysis is like, we'll be fine this weekend, but my luck, it's going to be all right. Got the chips, got the dip, sitting down watching the game. Honey, it's time. We shall see. We shall see. Looking forward to some college football. I know some of you are looking forward to fantasy football. And coming up at 8:20, we will take your fantasy football questions for Ken Kreitz of rotowire.com. If you have a fantasy football draft and you have a question about quarterbacks, running backs, the rookie running backs, send your question to me now, wes@foxsportsrichmond.com. We're on Twitter, @wesfoxsports910. We'll open up the phones, but if you know you can't be by a phone, I will ask the question for you. It's coming up, part of a busy 8 o'clock hour on Fox Sports 910.